Victory comes to Geek Town. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network, coming to you from Seattle, home of the NFC champion Seahawks. Man, who thought we'd ever see this day? It affected even non-fans. Believe it or not, according to my sources at the Seattle Opera House, ushers were using hand signals to update the score during the matinee performance of Deflatormouse. So yes, the Seattle Seahawks are going to the Super Bowl. And the reason why is clear. They essentially double-teamed Panthers wide receiver Steve Smith using Kevin Bentley and Marcus Trufant. And then, as a failsafe, they also assigned the backfield to focus on Smith just in case he lined up with a bunch of decoys. Plus, the Panthers lost running back Nick Goins early in the game. And, oh yeah. And they couldn't hear squat. I thought Panthers quarterback Jake DeLum was supposed to thrive on fan noise. Instead, he looked like a CNN reporter trying to hang on to a mailbox during Katrina. The fan noise was actually louder than the Fox promos. Because this is what it's all about, people. This is why we tore down the King Dome before it was paid for. To prove that even the geeky Northwest knows something about intimidation. Why the heck is the dang Super Bowl in Detroit? How are we going to bus 67,000 people to Detroit?
The noise from this crowd just knocked the ball off the tee.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.